Let's catch up on the sports world with Barry Guy. Good morning, Barry.
Kia ora.
Now, another resignation at Cycling New Zealand.
That's right, yes. Renaud Wolff, the sprint coach, has resigned. So he is the third high-profile staff member to leave in the last month following the resignation of Chief Executive Jacques Landry and High Performance Director Martin Barra. This latest seems to stem from a breach of rules that happened at the Tokyo Olympics, where there was a change within the team, very last minute. While they were there, from one round to the next of one of the cycling events, which broke UCI and Olympic rules, they weren't in line for a medal, as far as I'm aware, and so, you know, it didn't go any further. But, you know, it was a breach that wasn't satisfactory for the Olympic Committee. So I think that is part of the latest resignations. But Cycling New Zealand has been going through a review in recent times. This goes back a number of years, actually. Anthony Peden, who was one of the coaches, there were some allegations against his style of coaching. Also, we had the death of the rider Olivia Podmore earlier this year, and there is an ongoing investigation about the culture within Cycling New Zealand. So, yes, it's quite a clean out that's happening at the sport there post the Tokyo Olympics, and looking forward to 2022, perhaps.
Yeah, there's been quite a few resignations. Quite a lot's happened since that review. So I guess, where does this all end? Is this where it ends and it starts rebuilding?
Well, it's it can only be good, you know, to make changes. I do think that a few years ago, of course, sports relied on funding from High Performance Sport New Zealand, and it was all about results. And how well a sport did is performances at World Championships and Olympics, Commonwealth Games and the likes, and therefore how much funding you received, which I think sort of was counterintuitive in a way that it was win at all cost. I'm not saying this is the case for cycling, but if you look at sport in general, win at all cost, and therefore... you know, is that the way that people, sports organisations should operate? I know everyone wants to win, but, you know, well-being for athletes as well. So I think the culture is starting to change in the Olympics and in high performance sport in New Zealand and in many sports, that if you have a happy athlete, then they will perform as well.
Well, it's like any employer, isn't it, in terms of responsibility, surely?
That's right. You know, sport, of course, is something unique that if a team or a side doesn't win, of course, you know, you can be very negative towards them, I suppose. There are a lot of sports too. You know, when you look at, say, cycling, there are a lot of foreign coaches and administrators have come in, and sometimes I do wonder too that they're not aware of the sort of the culture within New Zealand and how New Zealanders operate and those sorts of things as well. So, you know, it can only be good. You look into sports, changes
happen.
It's
a good debate to have. It's a good, as you say, these things need to be thought about, some balance perhaps restored.
Yes, you know, we're all critical. You know, team doesn't win.
We want everyone.
We're all on top of them and that sort of thing. But, you know, you've got to be happy as well. So Cycling New Zealand going through some changes here and, looking ahead to the next Olympic cycle for them.
Thank you very much, Barry Guy, our sports reporter there.